Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wagons West, Independence, by Dana Fuller Ross, performed by Phil Giganti. Chapter 1.
I disagree with you, Mr. President, Sam Brentwood said. I think you're dead wrong.
Andrew Jackson averted his face so his visitor wouldn't see his grin, and stared out of the window at the thick coating of white snow on the neat lawn. Winter had come early to Washington City, his last full winter in the White House. He reflected that, in the more than 7.5 years he had spent as President of the United States, few people had dared oppose him to his face. Sam Brentwood, of course, was afraid of no one, and always spoke his mind. Composing himself, Jackson turned back to the man he had summoned from the distant frontier town of Independence, Missouri, and studied him in the unexpectedly strong sunlight that had streamed into the president's office in the wake of the snowstorm. Sam wore well, in spite of the wrinkles at the corners of his eyes, and a skin that, after years in the Rocky Mountains, resembled old leather. Sam had to be close to 40 now, the president thought, remembering him as a 17-year-old scout back in the winter of 1814-15, when he had contributed so much to Jackson's celebrated victory against the British at the Battle of New Orleans. Sam hadn't gained an ounce in all those years. His life as a hunter, trapper, and guide kept him fit.
"You're taking a short-sighted view, lad," Jackson said, speaking in the gentle tones he reserved for old and trusted friends. "The hell you say, sir."
Sam was still vehement.
"When I pulled into Independence with the..."